glad that it's over. That was potentially the hardest race. Hardest couple legs I think we've had in a long time, and you know, you can't credit Luna Rossa enough for never really going away the entire race. They took basically every opportunity that we gave them, and you know, we were pretty diligent with not giving up starboard tack advantage, even we were taking losses to do it, and just kind of stayed nose to the grindstone as much as we could and making them sail around us from the left. And a couple times they, you know, they made it as strong as they possibly could, and you know, I think you give credit to our guys for keeping their composure when you're taking a loss, and you know you're taking a loss, and things go that way.
What'd you say on the boat? What was said on the boat after you crossed the finish line?
You really want to know? I'm not going to say, but it was a very relieved moment, and you know, you can't underestimate the amount of effort and work that's gone into getting us to this point. And you know, just in thinking about the race, you know, you give the guys all around the boat for the utmost credit for doing just a brilliant job sailing the boat. You give Dino, you know, just the highest remarks possible for doing outstanding work. Again, you know, when you stand there and you watch the guy come into you and he's looking at me going, what are you thinking? I say, well, we're going to be patient, we're going to defend starboard, and we're going to make him pass us on the left, and when we see a clear opportunity to make a gain, we'll take it. And, you know, in hindsight, if I had to do the last run over again, probably would have matched them for the first jibe, but we were getting pretty good clear calls from Bichot of pressure up the top, you know, coming down our side of the track. And, you know, the interesting dynamic of the race course was there was a split breeze. About halfway down, they started making nibbles out of us on the right-hand side and made a couple really nice gains. And we were running into the lighter air and the split breeze first, you know. On one side of the course, it would have been a 130 or 135 wind direction, and on the other side of the course, you know, what we finished in was about a 122 or a 123 wind direction. And at the very last exchange, when we needed the gain the most, we had made one. So,
how did you feel when they made that funny tack, the third tack? I mean, when they were sort of controlling you and pushing you to the
on the first beat?
First beat.
Yeah, well, we knew.
Were you surprised?
No, I mean, I think we. I think both boats had very similar game plans, and we were very nervous about the early right-hand side. And I would suspect that if the spectator wash wasn't there and all the spectator boats were there, I would think that they would have been a little stronger at the first intersection. But we, you know, our call was we like the right, but we want to sail for 2 minutes off the starting line on starboard. If we can't do that, then we're not happy with the bottom right. And so, you know, we did it. We did exactly what we wanted to do by about 45 seconds, and you know, there's some interesting little swirls that go on in the water around there, and there's some really strange things that happen, and fortunately, the strange things went with us.
Terry, there's been a lot of talk about steady state and keeping a lid on your feelings. What's been going on with feelings today?
I think there was a fair amount of man love going on, and we were all pretty excited at the finish there. You know, there's a I think I almost jumped out of my skin when we crossed the finish line because I was pretty excited, but they expect that from a Seppo, so.
Is this more than just one step?
I'm sorry?
Is this, each one's been just one step closer to the goal, is this?
Yeah. No, I think, you know, that's a good point, and this is just one more step to the ultimate goal. You know, we've worked really hard to get to this point. We've battled a couple times. We battled early on the round robins with some not so stellar performances, losing races, and every time we've lost a race, we've gotten better from it. But your point's right. I mean, this isn't the goal of winning the America's Cup. You know, goes hand in hand with winning the Louis Vuitton Cup. But for sure, us is the America's Cup.
And you must get a lot of confidence out of 5 mil, right here.
Well, you know, the only thing you can say is that you know, I mean, it's 5 mil is not an indication of the series, though. I think we won one race by 8 seconds, and we won another. I don't know what the delta was on that last one, but
22.
That was 22. Yeah, that was. But it wasn't a 22-second race. It was another 8-second race there. And you know, I think with the amount of racing that we've done out of house against the Lingi, we have our, you know, we're going to have our work cut out for us. You know, they're a very good team, and we're going to have to get better. You know, through the next couple of weeks, we're going to have to continue to do the little things well and continue in our preparation for them. And, you know, have a good hard evaluation of what we did well in this series and what we didn't do well.